It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 325, entitled Changes in Life. It was recorded on Monday, the 3rd of March, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and today I'm joined by co-host Michelle Frechette and also by Andrew Palmer. There's just the three of us this time around, but nevertheless, do not fear. We have plenty to talk about. It's a WordPress podcast, and so, well, we talk a lot about WordPress. We start off by talking about a meeting which happened at WordCamp Asia amongst some core committers and how they've got so much to talk about, all the different things that they're concerned about and some action plans for the future. It really is an interesting conversation. We talk about the CloudFest Hackathon, which is coming up as well, and how WordPress is core to that amongst other open source projects. We also talk about WordCamp Asia and the Q&A session at the end, and the fact that, well, it's perfectly okay, as far as I'm concerned, that we don't know exactly what's going to be happening in the next 5 years. Well, apart from AI, of course. We also talk about WooCommerce 9.7. We talk about Divi 5 getting AI. Oxygen has been bought up to version 6, which I didn't expect. And there's loads more that we talk about as well. And it's all coming up next on This Week in WordPress.
This episode of the WP Builds podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds.
And by Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by Omnisend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com.
Hello. Hello, hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I don't think there's any others. That'll do.
I think that covers it.
Yeah, the full gamut of all the things that I could say good to do. It's 325, episode number 325. On This Week in WordPress. I know it's a significant number. Probably it's a prime or something. I don't know.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, it's a good number. Thank you. I'm going to be joined today by, you can see there's two of us. We're anticipating maybe we'll be joined by a third person. But if not, we're just going to crack on with the two of us. First of all, we have over there, Michelle Frechette. Hello, Michelle. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Now, Michelle normally comes on here. She's the co-host of this show. And she has a bio. And that bio normally says a particular thing. And I've completely lost
it. I updated it. Shall I read it for you?
No, I wanted to read it, but I just don't know what the heck has happened to it. Let me just open a completely different tab over here. Hold on. Now I've got a search for episode number 325. Here we go. This is a good start. And then go.
I won't even make you sing it like Tim does.
No. God, Lord, no. Right, here we go. I've managed to find it now. I think I closed it accidentally just then. So, Michelle, it used to begin in a certain way, and now Michelle's bio goes like this. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you very much for her being a co-host on the show.
My pleasure.
Michelle is the executive director at PostStatus. In addition to her work at PostStatus, Michelle is the podcast barista at WP Coffee Talk, co-founder of Underrepresented in Tech, creator of WP Speakers, creator of WP Career Pages, author and a frequent organizer and speaker at WordPress events. She lives outside of Rochester, New York, where she's an avid photographer of nature. And if you want one URL to sum the whole thing up, try this one, meetmichelle.online. That will give get you all of the different bits and pieces. And we'll get into what's missing from that bio in a minute.
Yeah.
You may have noticed, or you may have seen Michelle's tweets out there, but some news, and not entirely great news, but she's amazing. You know, the words rebound come to mind. It's pretty
rolling
amazing.
Through it.
Yeah, good for you. It really is great. And we're also joined down there. Here he is. How are you doing? By somebody who only, it feels like 8 minutes ago, said that we would never see him again in the WordPress space because he was done with it. He was retiring. He was moving on to pastures new. He was going to put his feet up and read a book. And yet here he is.
I actually went back through all of his like socials. I'm like, I thought he said he was kind of like done with us, washed his hands of us, but he's back. And I'm not upset about it.
That's no, nice don't cut all excuse and offer I was not allowed to refuse.
We'll do. Okay, well, let's get into that. Here's the bio. This will give you an intuition as to what's going on. Andrew Palmer is a former web agency owner and also the co-author of Bertha AI. After recently retiring from web development after selling his agency, he now has the opportunity via Atarim as a customer success manager, utilizing his nearly three decades of experience and coaching skills to help agencies and freelancers complete projects faster and more cost-effectively through collaboration and workflow management. So, gosh, both of our guests have got exciting stories to tell.
Rub it in, why don't you, Andrew?
You'll get a job. They'll be on the bashing
you. Got controversial right at the beginning. Let's go to Michelle first and just outline what's happened. And I think probably the best place to begin with all that is to just pop something on the screen. Hold on, let me go back to the start. Here we go. And this is your ongoing work, if you like. You've still got the role at Post Status. Here's the blog piece that you wrote just the other day on the 2nd of March. Tell us what's going on. This is called Near Pain and Moving Forwards.
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't always worked at Post Status. Post Status has been my side gig, if you will, my part-time job, in addition to the full-time job that I had as Stellar WP up to last week, when they did some restructuring, reorganizing, which meant that my position was eliminated. So I wrote about the fact that, like, you know, if you hold your breath, you miss a lot of things. You can't breathe in all that life has to offer if you're holding your breath in fear. I took a few days to wallow in self-pity, I guess was a good way to say it. And then yesterday I decided to start breathing again. And I wrote this piece at about midnight, my time, last night, to which Yost Avalk said, isn't it rather late for you right now? yes, it is. But it's been a particularly difficult, you know, 6 months, I'd say, between losing my stepfather, my cat, having things like my car die when I got back from Asia and the airport. But I had made plans for some things and I had some incredible moves forward, right? I don't like to travel internationally alone. And due to some circumstances, I was forced to do that. And guess what? I'm back and I made it. And there were some amazing people who made it incredibly easy for me to do that. Well, I won't say easy, but made it easier for me to be able to do that. And yeah, I'm just trying to regroup and figure out what my next steps are. I do have to have a full-time job. I have to be able to pay the bills. And so this week I'm retooling my website, brushing up the old resume, and looking for opportunities. So if anybody is looking for somebody with my particular skill set, and I have a pretty deep Rolodex, and for you younger kids, that just means I have connections. You know, hit me up. I have a lot to offer still, and think I can be very valuable. Asset to your what, company,
on, without well. Being too bashful, because I know the like in a job interview kind of thing, the enemy of getting hired is being bashful, isn't it? But I suffer from that a little bit. But go on, blow your own trumpet. What are you good at, and what kind of work would you ideally like?
Yeah, I am incredibly good at connecting people, which means connecting myself as well. So I am very much I'll put it to you this way. I don't like the word WordPress celebrity, but at WordCamp Europe in Athens, my daughter was surprised at how so many people knew who I was, so much so that she called me WP Madonna, the Purple Ambition Tour. And so she even realizes, and I got rid of the purple this weekend, but she realizes that, you know, that I'm fairly well-known and made a role for myself within the WordPress community, which makes it really easy for me to help with things like affiliates and co-marketing with other companies, things that I used to do at SellerWP, and putting on events and speaking and public speaking and webinars and in services where I was able to teach people how to build their resume, not only their resume, but do their personal marketing, how to put their bio together, how to apply to speak at WordCamps and other events, things like that. So much so that I'm actually, if I can blow my own horn just one little second.
Sure.
I was picked to speak at the Women's Tech International or Global Conference coming up in May, which has nothing to do with WordPress. And so to be able to speak on a stage like that. And also, like, I was in the Philippines with you, Nathan, and the undersecretary for, she's got a very long title, but basically the infrastructure for information systems in the Philippines greeted me, thanked me for coming, and gave me a gift for coming to her country. And so she knew who I was. My reputation preceded me all the way on the other side of the world. And so I think that I do have a lot to give to a company, and I can do a really good job at connecting people and helping me before. And I have an MBA in marketing, all kinds of things. I'm updating my resume. If people want to know more about me, reach out. This isn't all about me hour, but it's a very big change in my life this week. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, of course. I want to be really frank as well in that Michelle does a lot of grunt work for this show behind the scenes that nobody would ever know apart from me, basically. And that is to say that Michelle took it upon herself, I don't know, like 3 years ago, maybe more, that she was going to just, if I ran out of guests or, you know, she just thought that there was somebody that might like to come on this show, that she would just get on with it and do it.
It goes with diversity a little bit too. Like.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and all of that, right? And I've just been so grateful, and I don't really ever get to say that, but that is all going on in the background. And anyway, the window into that I have noticed is that Michelle really does know more or less everybody. So if you're a product owner or something and you're trying to, I don't know, just get a bit of a quick short circuit into the WordPress ecosystem, Michelle, there she is. And in honor of that, I've apparently picked up
a banana.
Yeah, there you go. Don't know what, I just suddenly found its way into my hand. But yeah, thank you, Michelle, for that. And sure. And obviously anybody listening to this who now has figured out that Michelle is no longer working where she was and is looking for a job, if you've got any intuitions, what's the best place to, obviously we mentioned Meet Michelle online. Have you got a preferred spot? Would that be the best place?
There's a contact form there, or you can just reach out to me on any of my socials. My DMs are open everywhere. And also my email address is michelleames@gmail.com.
So. Okay. Thank you. Well, best of luck, Michelle. And I've got to say, if the same scenario had have happened to me that had happened to you, I can guarantee that I wouldn't have pulled my stuff together quickly enough to come on a show like this and present myself in a public way, in the way that you have. I would just, I don't know, I would just be different. So bravo for kind of facing that and getting on with it. That's amazing. Now, of course, we've got the other side of the coin. The Andrew Palmer side of the coin.
The employed side of the coin, as he likes to point out.
Andrew, just, I don't know, maybe just before Christmas, I feel like it was December or something, I was standing next to him at WordCamp London, WPLDN, and wasn't WordCamp London, it's called WPLDN, get it right, Wrigley. And he said, that's it, I'm sort of washing my hands with WordPress, not in a bad way, but, you know, life is moving on, I've got other things to do. And so I fully thought that would be the last time we saw you on this show, but you're back. Working at Atrium. How's this come about?
Well, I was opening a restaurant, and our plan was to open the restaurant and earn money doing it for me, you know, minimum wage and all that kind of stuff, a little bit more than that. But the plan was to open it, showcase it, sell it within 6 months. So that gave me a 6 month path. And also I like restaurants because I'm a former chef and restaurant owner. We opened it, showcased it, sold it in 6 weeks. Oops. I just went to Spain I'm very lucky that I own a front door and a house in Spain because of a deal I did with a mate of mine years ago. I literally own the front door. And that means that I can go into the house anytime. It's great. I don't own that house. I just own the front door. I just took a week off of walking miles up the coast of Marbella and Estepona and San Roque, and I didn't play golf or anything. I just walked and walked and walked. And I got a call and said, look, you know, we're looking at, you've been an investor in this company. You've been with them, with us since 2019, advocate. How do you fancy getting paid for that? And I went, okay. I really need to think about this because I was getting out of web dev, and I, you know, the co-founder and the, you know, Vito and I get on very, very well. We're best pals. We form Bertha AI together. I said, I don't want to be a shoo-in. I literally said, I really don't want to be a shoo-in just because I know you. Yes, I can jump the queue to the interviews, but I don't want to be a shoo-in. So I insisted on a full interview, and my boss is a lovely chap called Alex. And he interviewed me and then offered me a job, and I went, yeah, okay, great. And nice. With Ryan, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's an amazing team. Loads of people work at Atterham now. We all talk to each other so nicely. It's crazy. It's just such a great company atmosphere. And we onboard clients. My job is to onboard agencies if they need it. You know, yes. But I think all agencies need it. And because I think Vito and Alex wanted to go back on my coaching experience, go back on, which I learned a lot from Michelle, to be honest, to go back on my experience, you know, 3 decades in print, web and advertising and marketing, quite a lot of experience there. And also to help agencies grow, you know, because that's in my DNA, to help people grow, help people in agencies grow, go from freelancer to agency to selling or whatever. But it's just it's exciting, and I work with an unbelievably great team, from support to sales support to BDLs, you know, people who've actually developed the business. And I'm off to CloudFest. I've got a 10-minute slot at CloudFest, which I'm fairly nervous about, to be honest. You know, I'd be
you'd be in a different crowd, right?
You know, I'm new in the job in as much as I've only just started working for Atterham. Whereas I've known Atterham from day one, before any programming had been done. So you know, so it's pretty cool that I've got that history with Atterham, and I can pass that on to agencies as well. Let's say, look, I know, but we've gone through this path, we're here, this is what's happening, and this is how we can help you succeed. And that's, I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
Well, there's two highly contrasting stories, but
I know. Sorry, Michelle.
No, I'm sure Michelle is happy for you.
Really happy for other people's success.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. There's our panelists. We don't normally spend quite that length of time, but there's obviously two interesting stories to sort of kick the show off. And also, slight change on this show, which we did one show previously, but I didn't really mention it, and it was Michelle's idea. And Michelle said, "What we should do in this show going forwards," and I agreed, was, when the guests come on, I put some show notes together, and then in the background, the guests can add and change and what have you. And there's a section for anything that you found interesting this week. And normally I put that to the end of the show, and quite often, because I blather on too much, they get lost. So what I've done is I've decided, again, Michelle's idea, to just bump them to the front of the show. So that's what we're going to do now. We'll spend the next few minutes just talking about what these two have suggested we might like to talk about. So I'll put these different bits and pieces on the screen. And so first up, there was Michelle's piece. That was the one that she suggested. So we've kind of covered that off. But you can find that. It's called Fear, Pain, and Moving Forward. It was published yesterday, or 2 days ago almost. And it's on the poststarts.com blog. So that was Michelle's piece.
Thank you for letting me share it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And okay, let's move to a few bits and pieces that Andrew mentioned. He's already alluded to this. This is CloudFest, and it's the presentation that Andrew himself will be doing, called Beyond Speed and Uptime, What Agencies Actually Need from a Hosting Partner. Anything you want to add to that? You've obviously touched on it.
But what often gets missed by agencies and hosts, actually, is the fact that it's not just about cost. It's not just about support. It's not just about a speedy website. It's about partnerships and collaboration. That's the whole point of Atterham, isn't it? And if an agency feels as though they're a partner to a host, the relationship can go on, because if hosts aim at agencies as partners rather than just customers, they can invest in time in them, in giving them ultra good support, ultra good offerings, and also the agency feels as though they can promote that host without any kind of bias or any kind of, you know, with goodness in their heart. But also, if they're partners, the host can almost rely on the agency of being a funnel of work, you know, of putting more, the more and more customers they put on that hosting, the more and more recurring income the host has, and the more and more reliability that the agency has. And that's just one point that I'm going to try and make at CloudFest, is that hosts try to regard agencies as super customers, if you like.
If you haven't heard, CloudFest is like this event which takes place, well, the European variant of it. It takes place in a theme park, and it's happening real soon, isn't it? It's like, you know,
in Roost. Yeah.
Roost. Is that how you pronounce it? I've been saying Rust. Okay.
I'm so jealous. I have major FOMO. I'm going to be watching from the sidelines and cheering you all on.
A lot of WordPress people are going, actually, because we've got there's a hackathon as well on for 3 days, which is amazing. I'm missing two of them, but and there's a WP Agency Day, which is being hosted by Jonathan Wold, and there's lots of speaking going on. So if you go back and go to the agenda and go to the Monday, you'll see all the WordPress people talking and having a little chat as well. And there's lots on the agenda. It's a busy time.
Yeah.
We'll also have loads of meetings.
Yeah, we'll cover that a little bit later, because I've got that in the show, in the lineup of things that we want to cover off. But I was on the Slack yesterday organizing my transportation, and I'm getting the train with Tammy Lister. It was in the comments, actually. It was kind of fun, organized. I've never been on the train under the channel, I don't think. Well, I have, but in a car. So I'm quite excited about that. Just suddenly thought, I haven't done the introductions from the people saying hi in all of the comments. So let's quickly do that.
You haven't introduced your sponsors either, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. Don't you worry.
Rick has said about me.
What she said. Okay, we'll find out. We'll get to that. So first of all, Influence WP. Hello, Ryan. Hello from Charlotte, North Carolina, USA. Also, Courtney Robertson. She's going to be featured, sort of, tangentially, in a little while. Hello from Dave. Dave S9. I don't know. Dave, that's not ringing any bells. Michelle said hello, but she's right there. So good afternoon, Paul Halfpenny. I was looking at your product, Personalized WP, just earlier, actually, and some of the nice new features that you put in. Thank you for that. And also, Friendly Web Guy, hello, in the sea, shanty style. What, do I have to think something? No.
That was because I said you didn't have
fire in sea shanty style.
No. Hello from Berlin, says Max. Very nice, thank you. And Maria Ansari, hello everyone. Good afternoon from Pakistan, where it's been raining all day. Gosh, we have slightly better weather in the UK than somewhere else on the planet. That never happens. James saying hi. Very nice to have you with us, James. Good morning, he says. And he's staying at Hotel California. No, I'm not bringing. I'm refusing to sing. Waving hand from Femi. Thank you very much. And Anil, hello from the Philippines. That's nice. And Nomad Skateboarding sending good energy and thoughts, Michelle. Oh, so that's
Thank you.
He's a lovely guy.
I still have an actual Rolodex on my shelf. Believe me. I just looked up and I think there's a cat behind you.
There was.
Either that or somebody's in.
The remaining cat.
He's one of the most amazing WordPress people. Femi is no doubt talking about you, Michelle, I would imagine. WP Madonna. Got your daughter to thank for that. Elliot, who's just down the road from me, says, hi.
Hi, Elliot.
There's Tammy that I was just mentioning. And Aaron Bowie. Oh, my God. Mr. Palmer, how are you doing? Great to see you. He's back, baby. All right, so what does that's like kiss hug, is it?
Yeah.
It's just to go to the next one.
Oh, okay. Feels like Andrew going to Atrium should have been kind of a gondolman. Could have been kind of, should have had some sort of oversight.
What a nice thing to say. Thanks, Seth.
I like it. Lots of other things. GoDaddy is sponsoring the hackathon. Courtney works for GoDaddy. GoDaddy is sponsoring the hackathon. Hope to find Ando and Vito after for a bit. We'll take some snacks. This is me and Tammy on the train. Yeah. I'll bring crisps. and things like that, if that's all right with you.
We traveled together, didn't we? You, me and
Tara. Yeah. That was coincidence, though, wasn't it? That was more serendipity. We ended up in the sort of taxi together. That was nice. I'll be at Frankfurt Airport around 7:30 on March the 13th if other wants a group to check. What we ended up doing, Courtney, me and Tammy have got a train to Strasbourg, which is in France. So it's in a totally different country. But it turns out it's only a 40-minute Uber ride away, so you can hop in the Uber fairly cheaply. So that was our little tactic. Here's the weather. Oh, no, I thought it was some weather. I'm in the AHC, so Automatic for Agencies program. They're doing exactly what Andrew is speaking on, especially pressable with agency partnerships. Aha! Brilliant. I see now the...
Well, Jess has always been top of the tree. Do you know what I mean? She knows all through that.
She does.
She's pretty awesome. Really does.
Hello, hello from Orlando, and... Jess is back. Mark, Andrew, you are the best. I presume she's talking about Nomad Skateboarding. Okay, I think we've gone through the gamut of the comments, and that then puts us back to where we were a minute ago, because I forgot to do that. And we'll just go back to the few bits and pieces that Andrew was wanting to share. The next one that Andrew was wanting to share is this one. It's on The Repository, doing great journalism in the WordPress space. This is Ray Morrie's publication. And Andrew has highlighted this piece. WordPress communities mark International Women's Day 2025 with women-led events. Do you want to lead on this? Do you want to tell us what it was about and why it caught your attention?
Well, it basically caught my attention because of Pooja. Because, in our pre-chat, I said that Pooja is basically the Indian person version of Michelle. You know, she's omnipresent. You know, like Michelle is omnipresent and Pooja is omnipresent. And she's written for, I think... WP Tavern and things like that, and she writes for lots of other people, but she's also a massive, if you scroll down, you'll see how many speaking events she goes to, and she's a real advocate for WordPress, not just women in WordPress, but for WordPress, and she really does get to all of the little events, and India is massive on WordPress. They have loads of little WordCamps. It's great, you know, because we're westernized and we look at them from a Western focal point and say, oh, there hasn't been any in the US for a while, or there's not too many WordCamps in the UK. And we know that Whitby Bay is, you know, there and all that kind of stuff. But India is, I know it's a massive country, but they are, it seems to me that every 2 weeks there's a WordPress in India. Yeah, and that's why it pleased me so much that WordPress, or WordCamp Mumbai is going ahead, you know, a major WordCamp in India, and it's well-deserved. But I think that what I really just wanted to highlight what Pooja is doing, and she's an amazing person, and celebrating International Women's Day by focusing on her, which I think is great.
Yeah, she also, in this article, which was kind of interesting, she attended lots of events and then noticed that only 2-3% of speakers at these events that she went to were women.
Yeah.
And thought to herself, let's do something about it. So rather than sort of sitting there thinking, that's not good, we need to do something about it, she did. And it says, in December, she published a call to action on the WordPress community team blog, urging WordPress event organizers worldwide to host women-led events for International Women's Day, which is in about 5 or 6 days' time. And the call to action seems to have been a real clarion call in that, I'll just sort of scroll down a little bit. There's, look at this, there's a great list here of bits and pieces that are happening, I presume, as a result of that call to action. So what have we got? 12. 12 different events happening, and really sort of credible piece about how one person can make a difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one of them is online. So if you're not in India, you can attend the one in Kolkata.
Yeah, this one at the top there. Yeah. Yeah.
And
the one at the bottom as well, the Nicaragua one as well, is also online. So there's a couple online there. But look at it. I mean, there's just so much going on. Andrew, you were saying that in the UK, it's, it's all a bit bleak in terms of the WordPress events. And then you pointed to WordCamp Whitley Bay. That's been cancelled, which is a bit of a shame. The only WordCamp that we've got in the UK has now been pulled. And Siobhan, who was organizing it, I don't actually know the ins and the outs, but she's decided, I'm guessing it's because of all the recent bits and pieces going on in the WordPress space, has decided that it's too much to organize and what have you. So Siobhan, if I got that wrong, please let me know. But sort of sad in the UK, things have sort of collapsed a bit, But it looks like events in India are carrying on as normal, and there's a nice thrust to make them be right. spoken at.
And Uganda and Costa Rica are on the list as well, which is pretty cool.
What else? Is there another one? Uganda there? Yeah, Uganda.
Yeah. I mean, she's a real driver. She gets in the car and puts her foot down and doesn't muck about. Yeah, she really does drive it.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you to Pooja. I'm sorry, I am now mid-banana. I make no apologies, because if I didn't eat this banana, you would hear my stomach. So this is a better outcome.
So in along the lines of the women, celebrating women in WordPress, there's a little clip that I often love, and I can share this out on socials afterwards, where there's two little kids, and somebody's asking them, do you think that women can be scientists? And the little boy says, absolutely not. And the little girl says, and all she says is, I once extracted the DNA from a banana. And so between Women's Day and your banana, I just remembered that. So I have to share that.
Yeah. Let's not forget
underrepresented in tech.
Pardon me?
Let's not forget underrepresented in tech.
Oh, I don't forget that at all. That's nothing. It's one of my joys in life. But yes, absolutely.
Let me put a few more comments about that piece up. So Courtney, echoing Andrew's
absolutely
is the best. And Nomad Skateboarding, sincerely appreciated in return, Jess and Andrew just said. And then a few bits and other. So back to Nomad Skateboarding. Pooja helped me so much with the training team and other areas. That's awesome. So I feel like warm and fuzzy about having raised that. So thank you, Andrew. That was great. And we got one more. Maybe there's another piece from you as well. No, one more from Andrew. And it's this one. So this was a kind of curious one. Do you want to just lay it all out? There's sort of two stories in one here, isn't there?
Well, you know, we're all worried about host white labeling, or, you know, as developers, we were all worried about host white labeling and about other people white labeling and stuff like that. But effectively, there was a slight miscommunication with this one. The Beaver Builder people are the most genuine people in WordPress. Lots of genuine people in WordPress. They're generous, they're kind, they want to help, they build people up, they do everything, they're phenomenal people. And there was just a slight miscommunication, I feel, when they announced this service, because, oh, here we go, a page builder, you know, now this page builder is our competition. Great. You know, just like it was when WordPress announced $450 websites, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think it was just I don't want to criticize anyone, because I'm not like that. I just want to, you know, we must read everything. You've got to stop reading the headlines. Just read everything and read between the lines and try and understand what people are trying to communicate. But they got misunderstood, in my view, about doing white label, do it for me stuff for agencies and freelancers. So I'm a freelancer and I have an agency, and I can go to Beaver Builder and say, build this for me. I haven't got time. So they're allowing people to bring on more work, basically. But they kind of miscommunicated in the way that they were then competition to these freelancers and agencies. And this offering was going out to the general public, for want of a better phrase. So they've now re-communicated it, which, again, they've still been criticized for it, because, you know.
Oh, really?
Gosh. Yeah. But anyway, because once you've made a mistake, you can't undo that in this
modern world,
wonderful social media world. But anyway, so they've basically re-communicated and said, no, guys, honestly, it was to help you. This isn't going to be on our public channels. We're not going to advertise it on Facebook or whatever. And then, ironically, people are sharing it on Facebook, you know, and they're on their Facebook things. But effectively, you're saying no public advertising, no index on search engines, private access, exclusive to the community, clear comms, dedicated service team support, not competition. You know that, and that's the key. The Beaver Builder guys came from agencies. They know what agencies feel like. They were an agency. They built this out for a desire to make themselves better. They then sold it out to the thing. It's a very popular page builder, and now they're giving people the opportunity to grow their businesses with Beaver Builder.
Not, yeah,
not general pub, not a, if I'm a florist and I go to Beaverbrook and say, build me a website, they'll go, no. And they also have an agency list where they point people to agencies that will help them build websites. So they are definitely not for general public use. It's freelancers to grow their business. And that, I just wanted to point that out, really.
I think that's well appreciated. I think this is a curious case of just being thoroughly misunderstood. So I received the email probably 48 hours ago from Beaver Builder. No, it was more than that. Anyway, the point was I got an email which said, we're doing these white label services. And I didn't really think much of it. I did read it because I read everything that they put out. And then it just, I just thought, oh, that's interesting. You know, if you've got an agency, but you fancy somebody else doing the work and it's white labeled, that's kind of a nice offering. So you can get them to do it for you. And then, of course, then read the sort of mea culpa version. So they've updated the blog post basically saying, look, it got misunderstood. We're not going to sell this out into the marketplace and therefore cannibalize your business. We're going to do this for you, but nobody will know it was you. And just to clarify it further, we're not going to sell it outside of our current customers. You know, Google will not be indexing this service. And so it was that piece of the jigsaw puzzle that got missed, wasn't it? They just perhaps didn't quite communicate that as effectively.
Yeah. And that happens when you're excited to launch a product. Yeah. Or a service. You can say, you know, because they've obviously planned it for months, and then right at the very last minute, you forget the very important line. Just you, Pete. You
know?
Which can happen. I mean, how many times have you sent out an email and gone, I have loads of times. How many times have you misspoken, you know, when you're selling to a customer? Loads of times, you know. So it's just a question of clarification. These guys are brilliant. I love them to death. And this is a great service for agencies because we have white label people anyway. I sold my agency to a white label agency.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're not offering anything revolutionary in that sense, are they? They just got misunderstood by their current customers who thought they were going to be eating their own lunch. And that is not the point. So if you're a Beaver Builder user, you now have a new thing that you can make use of. If you've got too many projects coming through your pipeline, or you just fancy, I don't know, taking a week off and going walking the streets of Spain or something like that. Goodness knows why you'd want to do that, but maybe you've got a front door there or something.
It's lucky.
But the point is they're not in competition. It's there to help you. And they've communicated that, I think, clearly now. So thank you, Michelle, and for Andrew, for bringing those articles to our attention. Yeah. Just go back to sort of normal service very quickly. And that is to say, this is us, look. This is WP Builds. If you fancy checking out what we do, probably the best way to do it is drop your email into this little field here. This is wpbuilds.com. Click subscribe, and then we'll send you a couple of emails, one every week. This thing that we're doing now, this live thing, gets repackaged as an audio podcast the following day. So it will come out tomorrow, and you'll get a notification about that. But also, if you head to this little archive section up here, you'll be able to see our list of, well, fairly extensive list of 411 podcast episodes. We do these every Thursday, and we'll let you know about those as well. The latest one, as you can see, is Simon Harper chatting all about the WordPress community, but it just goes on and on and on and on and on. We've got loads of content over there. So that's what we'll be letting you know about if you put your email address into there. Also, if you fancy looking at the archive of what we're doing here, you can click on this link, This Week in WordPress, under Archives, and you can see. I think I get the award for the most hands on a website ever.
I think you do.
Yeah, look at them. All the hands. There's just hands all the way down.
Even somebody, my tiny hands.
Somebody said to me the other day, why the hands? And I'm like, I don't know why the hands. It's just accept that there's the hands, you know.
It's going to stop now that you've got it.
Got to keep it going. And the last thing is, if you do click that the subscribe link, which we've got up here, then you'll end up here and you can fill out the form that I just mentioned as well. Okay, there we go. That, I think, is all the different bits and pieces. Oh, just very quickly, I do need to thank our sponsors. So I'll do that quickly now. This show is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and OmniSend. You can see that there are sponsors for this week. And thanks to them for keeping the lights on. Really, really appreciate it. So if you end up on any of their properties or you see them at a WordCamp or something like that, say that you heard about them from WP Builds. It'll make all the difference in the world to keeping this podcast going. Thank you very much. Righty-ho. So we did the Beaver Builder story. Then we're here. Let's move on. Let's pivot. This is interesting. Jonathan DeRosiers was at WordCamp Asia, along with a bunch of core committers. And they had a sort of an informal sit-down together with other core committers, but also with previous alumni, I think he calls them. Emeritus, that's how you say that word, isn't it? So they gathered together and they just sort of were throwing around the hot potato of what the heck is going on with commitments to core and how do we, you know, pivot and make everything work in the era that we're now living in. Of course, I guess the background to this is the situation in which Automattic, who historically has been the vast majority of commits to the WordPress project, they have decided to step back their commitments to the same number of hours as WP Engine. And I noticed, actually, I think WP Engine over the last week has stripped its hours further back. I think it was from 45 to 40, to 20. I could be getting these numbers wrong. And so Automattic has done the same. So Automattic is now contributing 20. So I guess that'll mirror that little, you know, that tennis match will sort of carry on. But in this piece, they sort of summarize what they talked about during that meeting. And really, to my eyes, there's quite a lot of concern here about the capacity of the project to go forward with the way it is at the moment. So just a quick one, some short-term concerns. Gutenberg is product focused. There needs to be clarity around how to receive product-based feedback. There are many ongoing products within the editor that now have no clear ownership or someone with enough knowledge to continue working on. There is a roadmap of a high-level view, but there needs to be short-term one so contributors know where to focus their efforts. Those looking to step up and contribute don't know where to focus their efforts. Having 6.9 and 7.0 releases being maintenance, so, you know, strip out features, just keep the project steady away, make sure there's no, you know, horrible screaming bugs or anything like that. And it goes on and on and on. Making it easier to contribute, there's a load of bullet point lists there. Areas requiring more clarity, again, there's absolutely loads there, loads of follow-up actions. This piece appeared on make.wordpress.org and it was called WordCamp Asia 2025 Core Committer Meeting Notes. So it's not an alarm bell, but from Jonathan's point of view, I think it was interesting that he wrote all this down, and it does make you think, gosh, times have changed a little bit and the project really does need sort of good stewardship in the days, weeks and months to come. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that either, are you two?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I really... The first line of the no formal agenda, allow newer committers to meet more senior ones.
Yeah, interesting.
I didn't even think that was disallowed. I mean, you know, if you don't meet senior, and now I work for a company that has this kind of structure of where the leaders are open and you can Slack them and message them and get advice, I can see that this is a bit of a nuisance. How on earth would I as a committer know what I'm doing if I don't know who to connect with and I don't know who to contact, or even if I'm not allowed to contact?
I don't think the word allow here means permission.
It's the wrong word, Michelle.
I think it really means facilitate, right? Like in on this side of the pond, sometimes we say allow meaning to facilitate and to make it easier to do those kinds of things, not as opposed to permission and gatekeeping. And Tammy actually just said in the comments, it isn't disallowed. It's just not facilitated in a way that is helpful.
I think Tammy was in the room by the sounds of it. So we're so I'm reading between the lines. I don't know that she was, but it sounds like it was a much needed meeting and a very tiny room, but something just about talking to other humans. And she goes on to say there are other concerns, but also actions too. And then for clarity's purpose, things like this have happened before. Yeah, I appreciate that. Mm. Thank you, Tammy. And I just wondered, though, if the tenor of this, I mean, I have met Jonathan. He's a very polite person, as you would expect. And but there was just so much in here. I did wonder if it was a very polite way of saying us core committers have our concerns. And obviously there are, and Tammy goes on to point out that it's not just a laundry list of here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem. It is also, what did she say right at the end? She said something about, oh, there are actions to do as well. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, if you scroll down, there we go, the follow-up action items, there's loads of those at the end. But I did sort of feel that maybe it was an illustration of just how difficult it would be to keep a project like this rolling forwards at the moment, given the sort of the nature of
a valid point, and I wasn't just looking at the headlines, and just like I said, I did read all of this. You're great, you send them quite in advance. I mean, in fact, we'd gone yesterday or this morning, I read them. But Courtney says it's basically supporting those connections happening, and that's not necessarily what's happening, because let's not forget, these are volunteers, right?
Yeah,
some of them are paid, some of them are not. We don't know who's paid and we don't know who's not.
By paid, you mean sponsored by their own companies or outside organizations, sure. Not paid by Automattic. Yeah.
Sure. Got you.
Just to make it clear.
The key here is reading something like this, you know exactly how hard it is to run this project and to lead it.
Right.
That's the key.
Yeah. So, got it. Yeah. I just was seeing things there that I'd never thought about, basically. That was my thing. And as there was another line, and I thought, oh, I've never thought about that. And then the next line was, oh, I've never thought about that. And then another one, I've never thought about that. It started to build up sort of anxiety, not anxiety, but, it started to build up in me this sense of, gosh, there's so many things. There's so many.
This is about, and this is about core. Think about the fact that this applies to every group. So this applies to community. This applies to the photos group. And in the photos group, that some of us have just taken control and decided we're going to move forward. And, there's things that are outside of our permission, of course. And so we're working with people that have those, final says on those kinds of things. But we are moving things forward in a way that is without, just creating our own infrastructure, basically, because there hasn't been something. It was all top down before. And if we're going to keep this moving forward with less oversight from Automattic side of things, then we actually need to rally together, which is what Jonathan and the core committers did at this meeting, and find a way to move forward. Because if the open source project is going to keep moving forward, we as a community need a way to do that too. And one of the things that I saw there that I'm not sure you highlighted was without burning out the people who have been so much part of what makes it happen, right? So experienced mentors, not burning those out, but not burning out people who are leading all of the different groups within, working groups within WordPress. And so I think there's a lot that needs to happen, and we need to find a way to structure ourselves in each one of these groups, very specifically with the core, obviously. It's but the community, all of it needs to have a way to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting the language used here, because I really saw that word. That word jumped out quite a lot. It was handful. So we need to prevent burnout with the handful left. And when I see that word in that context, it feels like the implication is it's not many. It's way less than it was. So anyway, how wonderful, firstly, that these people sat down and had this discussion. Yeah. That's really nice. Secondly, thank you to Jonathan for putting it in writing. Luckily we happen to have a really credible way of publishing this stuff online. Oh, that's handy. And so it was put up there so people like us can talk about it and pontificate it. And it's really, honestly, I obsess about WordPress, but it's really educated me, just this one piece, about how many cogs are moving and how many plates are spinning, and how we've got to be mindful of keeping the plates that really, really need to be spinning going in the next 6-12 months, whatever it may be. And so thank you to Jonathan and anybody who was in the room. Tammy says that she was in the room. Courtney makes a point. Let me just get the context right for this. Courtney makes a point supporting those connections happening. She's using the up arrow. I don't know what that was
referring to the fact that it isn't disallowed. The word allow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She means supporting the connections. Yeah.
Tammy just clarifying that she was in the room, and it's for those, and she said it's a way for those to share with those who are not. Yeah, and brilliantly done, I might add. Mm-hmm. Nice, quick, bullet-pointed list really helped me out. Mm-hmm. Courtney says she wasn't in the room but heard great things from those who were there. That's great. And okay, back. I'm going to have to give more context to this because it won't all appear. It's truncated. Tammy says it was honestly needed and helped so many of us. It might read hard, but it was so important for those core people there to be in and hopefully to share with those who couldn't be with us. Yeah, I get way more of it now, so thank you. Mm-hmm. Core is hard. Note the rules applied here also. It was a beautiful space to be heard. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there we go.
Nice.
Go and read it. If you're interested in the project, the core of WordPress, and mm-hmm. you're curious about where it's at the moment, this is fascinating. It's really interesting. You'll get a real insight into how many, like I said, plates are spinning. Gosh, we spent a while on that. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on. So back to, sorry, Andrew, you were going to say? Okay. Good. Okay, we're back to CloudFest. This is the hackathon. I've never been before. And in all honesty, I haven't really paid a great deal of attention to the sort of press surrounding it either. So I'm fairly ignorant, apart from the fact that I know it exists and I know that there has been an increasing sort of move towards focusing on WordPress for various isolated little bits of it. But this is kind of interesting. So I've learned a lot. I'm going to be there this time around, sort of reporting on it a little bit for the WP Tavern. But this is about the hackathon, which is taking place, and about how it's all organized. And so the hackathon, I don't know if Carol Ollinger started it, but over the recent, I think, 5 or 6 years, she's been heading it up. And this whole article explains what it's all about, how basically a bunch of people submit projects that they would like to dedicate time to. 100 people have been accepted from 400 to be in the room at that moment. And there's going to be, I think, 6 different projects all going on at the same time. And the idea is to go from zero to shippable. And if it isn't shippable, to then follow up after the event with people like me in the media, sort of focusing on, you know, where did that project go? What worked, what didn't work, and so on. And it sounds really exciting getting a bunch of people out there, and the fact that it's all open source. And so we're going to be looking at AI and federated systems. There's 2 projects happening under there. Cross CMS and open web initiatives, CMS Freedom, CMS Health Checks, and federated community events. Oh, so there's way more than 6. There's probably more like 10 or something like that. And then there's... Yeah, security and infrastructure, and then accessibility and inclusivity. So many different projects being worked on by these people at the same time. And just a nice environment, getting them all in the room and, you know, seeing what happens. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. So anyway, I'll be there. Andrew will be there. Are you going to this, Andrew? Are you involved in this?
I missed an opportunity to fly out on the Friday. I can only fly out on the Sunday. So I'll be going to the Monday one, as well as the WP agenda thing. So yeah, it's a busy day Monday. But there's one aspect on there that has been mentioned way before in WordPress, data migration. And that's,
yeah,
you know, that's going to be, maybe we get a solution to the data migration problem in 3 days. It's over 3 days. So it starts on Sunday, it goes through Saturday and ends on Monday. Carol works unbelievably hard on this. Last hackathon I went to, by the end of it, she literally couldn't speak. Her voice had gone.
Oh, bless her.
Rumbled around.
I'm not surprised.
Rumbled around and encouraging everybody. And there are some majorly skilled people at this hackathon. It blows your mind how talented these people are.
So yeah, nice.
I'm missing the whole 3 days, but that's fine. I can go to bits of it during the Monday and in between the breaks. But yeah, it's a great, and it's so good that CloudFest have opened this up to WordPress.
Yeah, isn't it just great? Isn't it brilliant?
Open source
is the whole point now. Yeah, yeah.
And the idea of a host thing or servers. Here's my servers to make your. Here's my service, Mr. Host, to make your website run quicker. Okay, which websites? Okay, well, you know, majority is WordPress. Let's just focus on that as well. So yeah, it's great. It's cool.
I'll be poking microphones into people's faces annoyingly.
And they will be speaking to you.
Yeah, getting them to stop being brilliant and talk to me instead. But there, so my first hackathon, says Tammy, and she is excited. That's great. Nice. Yeah. Okay, so there we go. Check it out. I don't know if there's any tickets available for this event at all, so CloudFest as a whole, but this was reported on by the repository CloudFest Hackathon 2025, an event that hits its stride. It kind of charts the evolution of the event over multiple years and how it is going now. Just a very quick hat tip. We'll just move on to this briefly. WordCamp Europe, which is happening in a few months' time. We have Lua Salazar, who is has now been revealed to be the recipient of the WordCamp Europe Diversity Scholarship. I'm not going to say too much about that, but this person is from, well, it says hailing from Nicaragua, and they have been connected. And the idea of this scholarship, scholarship is the right word, is to get somebody to an event like this who hasn't been to an event like this before, who has proven themselves to be a good steward in the WordPress space, and somebody that kind of deserves to be there with the help that they need to get them. So congratulations to Lua.
So I just have to say, I am very, very, very excited about how far WordCamp Europe has come since my very famous / infamous tweet of 2023. And the attempt at, I should say attempt at, the focus on diversity for the speaker lineup, the focus on being able to have the scholarship and making sure that it's a fairer, more equitable event. Just, if I had to suffer all of the hate that I did for that one tweet, which got almost 40,000 impressions, for this kind of movement forward, and I'm not saying it's all because of me, for sure. There are so many people who are interested in diversity, but maybe that was a small spark or catalyst that helped a little bit. I'm just absolutely thrilled with how much and how far forward WordCamp Europe has become as far as making sure that there's more focus on diversity. And the scholarship is such a huge way to do that. So kudos to the team.
Yeah. So you can check that out.
Hour of the Madonna of WordPress.
There you go.
That
was on europe.wordcamp.org. As with everything that we discussed today, it'll be in the show notes. So if you do subscribe, you'll get the email, and they'll be muddled up amongst a bunch of other links that we didn't manage to cover, because there's too many things happening in the WordPress space, it turns out, but they'll be in all of there, so you can find the link. Okay, let's move on. This is an event. This has passed me by. I don't quite know how I missed this one. Maybe this is because it's the first time it's been announced. I'm not sure. But this is WP25. It's being organized as a virtual conference. It's going to be happening this week, the 6th of March. And it's the custodians of this are, well, it's on humanmade.com. So I presume that they are the custodians of this. And you can see the list of the great and the good. There's Mary Hubbard, who's the executive director of WordPress. There she is. She's in the comments. Yeah, she's all over. Tammy Lister and Tom Wilmot. I was in the pub with Tom on the weekend, weren't we? Not at the weekend, on Thursday, weren't we, Andrew? That was quite nice to see him.
Don't forget Alan Schlesser. He's
There's Alan, who's Carol's partner.
Carol, but
I
had a conversation with him at Cloudfest. And I'm still dissecting it. And that was 2 years ago. He is so clever. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's bright. Very, very bright.
I shared the stage with Noel Talk in Asia about AI. As Steve Jones at Equalize Digital is very much a proponent, I should say, of accessibility on the web. This is an amazing lineup.
Yeah, it is an amazing lineup. I mean, for obvious reasons, the event's being run by Human Made, so a significant amount of the people participating are from Human Made, but we've also got contributions from Equalize Digital, WordPress itself, Mary Hubbard, Freelancer, Tammy Lister, although she's working with Grade Suite now, which is really nice. Who else have we got? Yeah, at Altis and various other places. It is titled as Explore How WordPress is Set to Be the Game Changer for Enterprise. So it's one of these enterprise level events. You'd expect nothing less from Human Made. And you can click this register button if you want to be a part of that. And it's happening in a few days' time. So the 6th of March. What would that make it? That would make it Thursday, I guess, 3 p.m. GMT or 10 a.m. Eastern. There's more on this website. And it's humanmade.com/WordPress in 2025 event. Hyphens, as you would expect. It's looks like that.
Go to it because it will be well organized, and it's just, and Tom, I think Tom does the continuity, maybe. He's very good at it.
Yeah, he is. I saw him at one event. I don't know which one. Maybe it was one of their own events. He's very calm, isn't he?
The AI event they did.
Yeah.
Really, mm-hmm. Very calm. Doesn't, unruffled by anything.
Yeah. That's what you need, isn't it? It's very good, especially when all is going wrong, when all the dominoes are not falling.
Steve's got loads to add, and don't forget that Steve, being Equalized Digital, the European Accessibility Act coming in.
Not long off now.
Involved in accessibility and stuff, and I think really the team at Equalized Digital have got it pretty much sussed. Anamika, as well, who's near independent, she's doing a thing at the hackathon on accessible images and all that kind of stuff. And people have got to listen up and hear up, and to be able to persuade their customers to get involved in accessibility.
Gosh, you know what? Looking at all this, there is a lot going on, isn't there? In like virtual events, but also real world events. We mentioned all that stuff happening in India.
I'll mention it later.
Yeah, please do. We've just, the two of us have just been to WordCamp Asia. I've just come back from WordPress WPLDN, the WordPress London meetup. We've got this online event. There's just loads going on. It's more thriving than we think.
WP London meetup was standing room only. So congratulations to everybody that really organizes that. It was great, and we learned a lot of that.
That was a good one, wasn't it? That was a really nice event.
Oh, all good, but that was outstanding.
We had Louise Towler, and then we had Keith Devon and Mark Wilkinson. So we had sort of two presentations, one with one person and one with two, and it went down really well. I really enjoyed that. It was absolutely excellent. And we do that each month, actually. Yeah.
Louise's talk was on accessibility, and she nailed
it. Yeah. She's so good, isn't she? She explains
exactly. She's amazing.
We put the videos out for that. Hopefully, Dan, who organises the video rendering for all that, he might have done it already, actually. But if you go to wpldn.uk, you can see more there. And anyway, blah blah blah. So various bits and pieces. Now this one, I feel this is a bit unfair, but there you go. This is WordCamp Asia. I was there in the room, Matt. Had his Q&A. He doesn't do like a state of the word type thing. He did a very, very quick 5 minutes where he spoke at a podium, and he just put some slides up about previous trips that he'd had to Manila. And it turns out that one of the earlier trips that he did, when he really looked like a
such a baby face.
Oh, I mean, that was quite brave of him to put that picture up there, because everything about him was different, wasn't it? He was probably about 19 or 20, something like that. Really looked Yeah. But there he was with a bunch of people in the Philippines. And even then, the whole thing was taking off, obviously. So he did that for 5 minutes, talked about his reminiscences about WordCamp, events in Asia. And I don't know if they were called WordCamps back then. But then he moved on to a Q&A, and various people stood up and asked various questions, as you'd imagine. It's just the usual range of things. There's a couple of mics. Anybody that wants to ask a question can ask anything. And so, there's no pre-written anything. So he's got to think on his feet. First person up was was Michelle.
Yes,
special award.
Well, there was such a pregnant pause in the room, but I was like, I'm not fearful, so...
But my anxiety is about you got a little hand flame gift, didn't you? Which was kind of fun.
I'll show it here. I know that if you're listening, you won't be able to see it, but it's what you can focus on it there or not. But it's a little handmade WordPress sticker. Before we had a WordPress font. I know it's really hard to focus on.
No, we got it. We could see it totally.
It's not the right font. It's not evenly cut because it was hand cut by Matt himself. Printed on his home printer, and it just says WordPress. And
it's not centered in the middle.
Colors.
No, you're going to send some people crazy, Michelle. What do you think?
My question is, what do I do with this? So I don't want to peel it off and put it on a laptop that someday will die. So I'm actually going to be researching on Amazon after this. Are there little frames, for postage stamps, that I could just kind of frame this and put it on the wall behind me?
Can get teeny tiny things. Yeah. That would be kind of cool in a big frame, I think. So what's really nice about that is it's really I don't know, it's really evocative. It goes right back to the beginning, to the era before WordPress was even destined to become a thing. And Matt is there in his, probably his bedroom or something, printing off things on his little home printer, cutting them out, not lining them up centrally, being a typical sort of teenager, sticking it in a thing that he probably bought from the local store around the corner that makes helps you make badges and things like that, or pins you call them. And and you've got a little piece of that. And I thought that was actually quite nice. Yeah. But then the questions went on and on they go, and various different ones. And then Courtney stood up and said, ignoring AI, let's just, because everybody knows AI's in the future of WordPress. What is going to happen?
That's my question, actually, was about.
That's right. Yeah. What's going to happen in the future with WordPress, but not just the future, the next 5 years. And this piece is this piece is in the Search Engine Journal. It feels like a non-story, in all honesty, but I'm raising it, so there must be something in it. And Matt was, he didn't really have an answer to that question. And so he handed it over to Matthias. Matthias Venturo, sat in the front row, is the lead architect for Gutenberg. And he said, Matthias, have you got anything? And Matthias stood up and sort of basically said the same thing. And so the story here is, well, there's nobody has a clue what's going on in WordPress because they can't answer the question. But then actually, if you think about it, if I ask you, like you, the audience, what's going to happen within your family in the next 5 years, like, I've just put you on the spot and you've got to give an answer right now. And not only that, there's thousands of people listening to you, both online and in the room. Like, lay off.
I think we need to put some context on this. I think Courtney and others were involved in a round table.
They were.
Panel.
Yeah, they were. They, called. They were.
And that question came up. And I think Courtney was more interested in finding out whether Matt did have a vision 5 years in the future.
Right.
We've got to remember also that he's concentrating on a few other things at the moment, whether it's self-imposed or not. You know, there's lots of things going on. He's just bought WP AI and, you know, James LePage's company. Beeper's going on and Tumblr's going on. And it's very, I can't understand how someone can focus on everything all the same time. You know, so it's a real talent to me, but it's just, And then somebody comes out of the audience who's well known, is a massive contributor, and goes, right, Matt, what's happening over the next 5 years then? You know, and he just went, well, you know, and it is, you're right, it's a tough question to answer. Yeah,
it's very tough. Anyway, the point is the optics that I thought were interesting was that the Search Engine Journal, rather than sort of saying it didn't give a definitive answer, it's just like look at the title, WordCamp Asia, no plans for WordPress in 5 years. I mean, that's not right, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you ever gone to a job interview and they say, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
What's the right answer, right? Oh, working here for your company, right?
Years. I mean, I'm head of HR, and that question is how brilliant.
Yeah, I do. What I sometimes think about those events and think about, like, if that was me. I mean, firstly, it couldn't be me because I wouldn't have had the capacity to do what has happened with WordPress. You know, it would have been a failed venture entirely. But I do think, gosh, it's fairly hardcore standing up there and just letting people ask you whatever the heck you want. And Courtney, who's in the comments, she asked the question. There's an emoji there. The moon, that was it. Yeah. So
he'll be on the moon.
Matt indicated wanting WordPress to be on the moon. Yeah, I have a memory of that, but I can't remember what the context was. But
say the Mars.
Oh, was it something, right? Okay. Anyway, WordPress on the moon. But then sort of counter to that, we've got Curtis in the comments. Hello, Curtis. I don't think we've met before. Curtis says his job is to be the visionary. And said something else. Let's not make excuses for his lack of vision. Let's go further down. Courtney says, in our session WordPress in 2023, we spoke about the shift that learners now need to prepare for the job market in WP, amongst other things. And Maria sums it up nicely. Had to ask somebody else who also didn't know. I didn't get that feeling, though, in the room. I just got the feeling that, you know, it's hard to answer a question like that. There didn't seem to be a sense of, maybe there was, I don't know. I wanted to hear if Matt thought we'd be out of Gutenberg. Maybe that was the interesting thing, or polishing it multilingual phase four. So when you asked the question, was that the point then? You wanted to know if the...
I wouldn't heard us specifically say, are we ever going to get multilingual in this?
Yeah.
Because I felt that might be part of the question.
I don't know. Given the way everything is at the moment, I just don't know how long those milestones are going to take to reach. So we've obviously got through the first two phases of Gutenberg. And now we're going to go into the sort of collaborative phase, or we're in it. But the pace of news reporting in the first two phases was pretty intense. You know, you couldn't go a month without there being some incremental bit of knowledge to put into this show about it. But we haven't really had much on the collaboration. Well, we have a little bit, but not a great deal. And you know, no talk about what the multilingual bit would be. So maybe there is some sort of systemic slowing down. I guess
the other day about collaboration.
Google
Docs and stuff like that, you know, where you are multi-editors
at
the same time. And
that's it.
It's definitely on the way forward. And I think...
Oh, yeah. And there are bits and pieces happening. Like you've seen projects where you've got, like, you know, the UI mapped out and you've got various different ways that you can add comments and so on. It just doesn't seem to be coming quite as thick and fast. So... I asked my questions kindly, knowing how contentious everything feels. This is Courtney speaking. I wanted to encourage his visionary side. I love listening to that, truly. Yeah, so sorry, Courtney, if you've got the feeling that I'm in some way denigrating your question, that wasn't my intention. I do apologize. That wasn't what I was trying to get across. It was more
you're not a pot stirrer, Nathan.
No, we've realized that after so many years.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just the inflammatory nature, how basically a non-thing can become a thing. Like, we don't have any plans for the next 5 years. We do have lots of plans, but you might not have articulated them in a sort of gung-ho way and been entirely visionary at that moment.
There's not a destination. It isn't like, well, in 5 years, WordPress will have achieved everything and we're done. Right.
The journey,
Yeah. Right. The goal is that we should continue to be working in 5 years. And at the rate at which technology advances, there's a special term for it. I don't remember, like the something syndrome or whatever. Who knows? Like, 5 years ago, did we know that AI would be as big as it is now? Probably there are some people who could see that. I certainly didn't.
No. Right?
So I think that there's a lot happening that, how can you plan for that coming up? Who knows?
Thank you, Courtney. You put my mind at rest. That's great. I didn't want there to be any sort of weirdness. All good, Nathan. Roger's article is in quotes interesting. Yeah, it was interesting. I thought it was interesting to put it up. Just it gives you the context of how something can be represented differently than the way I saw it in the room on that day. Okay, let's move on. We are fast running out of time. God, we've got so many things to do. Okay, let's do this one quickly. We have a couple of global sponsors who have been announced. So the global sponsors are the sponsors that you'll see at all of the WordCamp events across the globe. And as a result of that, you know, it's got a high price tag attached to it. And so far, we have, in the year 2025, we've got A2 Hosting and Woo.
Remember, A2 was just recently acquired. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Group One, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was Group One.
World Hosting.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm mixing up. Group One was WP Rocket. I'm mixing up acquisitions there. Yeah, so thank you for correcting that. So thank you to them, A2 Hosting and to Woo for stepping up, hopefully keeping those events going throughout the globe. Here we go. Helping you out, Michelle.
Yep.
Michelle, it is technological singularity syndrome or future shock syndrome. Gosh.
James would be a clever chap.
Wow. Yeah, and I think it happens faster than, like, carbon dating, like, you know, expires kind of thing, the half-life and all of that. So.
Oh, my goodness. When you said carbon dating, my head went, like, carbon dating? What the heck? Like, dating of carbon. Anyway, I don't know what it was, that banana I ate.
Moving right along. Moving
along. Okay.
90% carbon.
Yeah. So A2 and Woo, thank you very much. We would put more time into it, but we are fast running out. WordCamp US is looking for organizers. Interesting thing about this one, they've obviously been looking for organizers for every event that they do, but they've decided this year that they're not going to constrain it to in the same way that they have. They're hoping to welcome some new faces from further afield, and the requirements about location have been changed. I'm guessing that in the past you needed to be, I don't know, resident in the Americas or something like that. I don't really know. But now you simply have to be, have an overlap in time zones with the Americas. So, you know, so long as you're prepared to get up, if you live in, let's say, the Philippines, where we've just been, and you're prepared to overlap your time, that's fine. And then you have to do all the other commitments, you know, the code of conduct and all of that. So if WordCamp US in Portland later this year is something that you'd like to be a part of, but you don't live anywhere near that part of the world, it would seem you are not precluded. So there we go. Anything to add to that? Probably not.
No, but I think Andrew and I were just laughing at friendly web guys.
Oh.
Comment that carbon dating is Tinder for old people.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of where my head, you've encapsulated perfectly. That's exactly it. That's where my head went. Yeah. And I never know. I can never remember what LOL means. I always get the wrong one.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah, I always think it's lots of love. Always.
It's that.
And there I am.
You're an old romantic.
Well, that's just, I don't know, that's just the way my head goes. I always have to go, it's not lots of love. What's the other one? Laugh out loud. Okay, great. Right, okay, moving on. Where are we? Just a little site for you to look at. I don't know who owns this domain, but they've done very well bagging it. It's quite a nice one. WP.gallery. And if you go there, it's updated regularly. I mean, it's been updated today. I don't know if that's just literally a PHP function saying, show today's date. I don't know. But they're saying that it's been updated today. But it's just a place where you can see some nice examples of WordPress websites. It presumably is mimicking in some ways the WordPress showcase. So if you Google WordPress showcase, you'll find a curated list of things which have been curated by, automaticians and people like that. Jonathan Bossinger, I think, was part of it, as well as some other people. And so it's there. If you want to look at this, you'll get some inspiration. If you click on it, it doesn't do anything other than take you directly to, you know, what that site might look like and a few different bits and pieces. I just thought it was quite nice and worthy of quick mention, but a nice URL. Well done for bagging that. Handpicked. Okay, so it is somebody.
Take a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it's a labor of love, isn't it? One of those things that you kind of enjoy doing. And if you want to submit your website, you can do it as a little form here, and you can tell them what your website is about, so on. Okay, very, very quickly. Don't use WooCommerce myself. I've got an interview coming out this week, actually, on the Jukebox podcast with James Kemp, who is very senior in Woo and gets into a few of the bits and pieces on here. But there's been some branding changes. Woo now looks a lot more modern. He was saying that really in the past, they didn't really have a brand as such. They just had the logo and a couple of colors. Whereas now I think they've got a real branding agency in, and they're very happy with what it communicates. But 9.7, WooCommerce 9.7, loads and loads and loads of things. But I think the most interesting thing from a technological point of view is the speed, the implementation of, the performance basically has been shot through the roof in certain scenarios. So you can read about that. I don't want to get into the weeds of it because we're running out of time, but I don't know if either of you wanted to mention it.
I interviewed recently Tamara, who is in marketing for Woo, nice. And Ian, who is in development for Woo, about not only the changes in the branding, but also the roadmap of what's coming up. And that's a recent podcast over on PostStatus, nice. Where you can hear a lot more in depth, where we had conversations with them about that.
Nice. Great. But yeah, this refactor, I'll just quote it very quickly. So it says faster block editor performance. We've completed a significant refactor of the product block registration system, specifically around the register product block type function, blah, 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 blah. One of the most impactful improvements is performance. Instead of maintaining individual store subscriptions for each block, the new implementation consolidates them into a single subscription. Significantly reducing overhead. The refactoring system reduces subscription callbacks by 99% and cuts execution time by 75% when working with a single product template. It's pretty cool. And the callbacks goes down from, I can't remember, it was many, 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 and it's now gone down to, it was 4,550, has now been reduced to 24. And the total execution time for that was 2.47 seconds, which has now been taken to a little over half a second, 0.63. So amazing what Crazy. Can be done by a bunch of intelligent people.
If anybody, I always look at things from a commercial perspective because I'm just built that way. The reason for these improvements, not only for usability and everything, but I just listened to a recent interview with Matt, and he let go, or just public knowledge, said how much automatic revenue was, and then, you know, just straight away just said which WooCommerce is responsible for most of it. So the investment in WooCommerce is very obvious because we've got the proprietary systems that are quite easy to use. Woo needs to be easier to use, needs to increase market space, and it's already pretty big if it's earning circa $500 million a year for automatic, you know. So
yeah,
these are important from a usability perspective, and I can see this becoming easier for non-developers to use as Woo. These improvements will help non-developers launch a WooCommerce site much, much easier and much quicker.
So the podcast interview that I've got coming out, where James is a great pains to talk about how much time they're going to put into refactoring a lot of the systems, and also how they're really leaning into what the users want much more so. They seem to be much more focused on that because it is a big driver of revenue. Jess Frick says she's obsessed with how the W in the Woo logo looks like a shopping cart. Yeah, I think in some cases it is actually, I think they've got the W and then the OO underneath as the wheels, haven't they? If you look at it somewhere, you'll find a little logo which does in fact show that. But the fact that WooCommerce represents 37%, up from 35% last year, of e-commerce. So it's absolutely huge.
4.8 million websites run WooCommerce.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, isn't it? And, you know, e-commerce isn't going anywhere. We're all wedded to our little, you know, rectangles that we put in our hands. And just the idea of not being able to buy something from the sofa at 4 a.m. is completely alien to my kids. It's just totally normal, isn't it? Now you want to be able to buy anything whenever, wherever, and in the UK at least, everything is now returnable. That used to be an impediment to e-commerce. You'd buy it and then you'd kind of be stuck with it. But now everything that you you buy it, try it, give it back if you don't want it. Sold happening. Apparently, WP Gallery is owned by Jan Kermet. Okay, thank you very much. That's right. Oh, and he run back and corrected the spelling. So I'll say it the same, Jan Collette, but with C-O-L-L-E-T. There you go. Right. We really are fast running out of time. Let me just flick through some of these. I'm not going to do that. Let's do this one quickly. I know Andrew in the past has been like really into Divi and Elegant Marketplace and all of that kind of stuff. They've introduced AI. It feels like the ship sailed for this exciting announcement.
7 months. Seven months ago, this was maybe. I may be wrong, but I've been using AI in Divi before I sold my agency. And I am a Divi fan. I mean, you know, it's a great community built up over, you know, Nick, he's a clever chap, started this when he was 15.
Gosh.
Doing themes, 85 themes he had, which are now redundant because of Divi. Divi 5 is amazing. Talk about unclogging the drain, you know, it's no short codes anymore, so that'll help with data.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah,
that was the big thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he built, he's 15 when he built this. Yeah. 15 years old. We're talking about Matt being 19 or 17 or 18 when he started WordPress, you know, with Mike Little and developing it off a fork. Nick built this on his own in a classroom.
Yeah, when you're supposed to be doing other things.
I mean, this is, and he's, what is he now, 32, 33, 34 maybe. He is an astounding intelligent person. He's an astounding marketer. And he is, according to people that work for him, he's an astounding employer. So, and very fair and very balanced and loves remote and all that kind of stuff. But also he loves the technology of AI. He loves design. You know, he's not only just a programmer or a nerd, he's a designer as well. So whether you love or loathe Divi, you have to congratulate the whole Divi team. I mean, their designer, for instance, I can't remember his name, which is a shame because I've met him. went off to work for Google Design for a couple of years because he needed a change, and he's now back in Divi.
Gosh.
Far as I'm aware.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, there's a very strong team, and as I say, if you love or loathe them, they have made a lot of people very, very happy with building websites very, very quickly.
Yeah, if you look at the market share, Divi is still, like, represents a huge chunk.
Well, it's a theme, isn't it? So it's
a
theme out there, you know, more or less. But it's amazing, you know. And if you look at what AI can do, is amazing as well. It's not quite there yet. But it'll get there, you know. And with Divi 5, it's just going to be speedy, speedy websites as well.
That's cool. I literally built hundreds, and that's not an exaggeration, of sites on Divi before I joined Stellar and started to use Cadence. So, I have a soft spot in my heart for all things Divi.
Nice.
Yeah, I love Cadence as well. In fact, I've used all of them. I use Bathroom Builder, like Elementor. I've used Beaver Builder extensively. I use Divi. I started my business on Divi. Elegant Marketplace was all about Divi. Mm-hmm. And then we went off into other page builders, so I just had to go and learn them. You know, Cadence, I love. You know, it's great. It's fantastic that these people give us facilities or facilitate us to actually earn money out of building websites.
Yeah, it's pretty miraculous.
I love it.
Anyway, they've got Divi AI, which is shipping in version 5.
Yeah, and very cool.
I will put the link in the show notes, but you can go and see. There's a, you know, as you would expect, they're very good at marketing. They've got a thoroughly excellent marketing page explaining what you can and can't do and how the UI looks to get all of the AI bits and pieces. It's it looks similar to what you've seen elsewhere, so I don't expect any great surprises. But now it's all handled natively inside your Divi builder. Yeah. So, okay, let me see what I can squeeze in. No, we really have got very little time. No.
That's important. Allowing.
Well, should we go back to that one then? Okay. Yeah, that's so this is the make.wordpress core. So it's core.track.wordpress.org. I think I got that right. This is an idea which has been mooted to it's from Juanfra, Juanfra. And the idea to allow patterns inside of your block editor to be divided into sub folders inside the main patterns folder. If you've used patterns, basically you get this long laundry list of patterns. You see the little visual representation of it and what have you. And the idea would be, wouldn't it be nice to be able to put them into folders? And I'm guessing then folders within folders and things like that, so that it represents a bit like the Finder on the Mac or Windows Explorer or something like that. And we'll see how that one goes. I can't see that being a bad idea. Whether or not it gets adopted is one only time will tell. But it's a good idea, right? I would make use of that, like, in a heartbeat. I always, when it's a site that I am running personally and I'm not handing over to clients, I always install something to make the media library have folders in it. Because I just think having a flat media library is, well, within like 100 images, you get lost, don't you? And so.
Yeah,
having somewhere to put them is really handy. Okay, thank you for that. Also, like, what the heck? So another page builder that's just, I thought Oxygen was just sort of gone quiet. The guys over, and I've forgotten the company that organized Oxygen, anybody? Sofly. They, I felt that this project has sort of gone stale and it wasn't going to get any updates, but apparently here we are. Oxygen 6 has been released. They've got this rival product, which I think maybe split their community a little bit. It's called Breakdance. I think it does less, but it kind of took over the engineering time of the team. So I think a few people got a little bit ostracized by that.
Well, Oxygen. Oxygen 6. Oxygen was a lifetime deal. That's the thing.
Yep.
So they needed to have a subscription model. And if you're an owner of Breakdance, you get Oxygen 6 for free anyway.
So if you're an owner of Oxygen, you get it because it was a lifetime deal. Yeah. And if you're an owner of Breakdance, you get it. So,
you've got a subscription to Breakdance.
Yeah. And it says here, Oxygen has been completely rebuilt from the ground up for better performance, flexibility, and smoother development experience. And you can see all of the different bits and pieces. I really haven't got time to do it justice. But anyway, if you were a lover of Oxygen, you thought that's something that I need to move away from, perhaps not. There's a massive effort, it would seem, to bring it back from wherever it had gone to rest for a little while. Maybe I'm being a bit unfair.
Maybe it was in Spain for a while.
Yeah, it went to Spain to look at some front doors. That's right. Okay, so Oxygen 6. Again, it'll be in the show notes. Oxygenbuilder.com/launch is the thing there. And we've run out of time. I've got various other bits and pieces that I wanted to mention. But
let's save them for next week.
Oh, time. Go on. What was the one, Andrew, that you can't live without? Which one?
I can't remember, but it's one more. I don't know. It was very important.
Sorry. We've run out of time. I put too much in. As I was putting show notes together, I was thinking, there's too many here.
And it's been brilliant, though.
So it has proven to be. Yeah, thank you. It's been a good episode, hasn't it? Other guests, I don't know what happened to them. I will be, I'll just make sure that they're all right once the show finishes, but maybe they'll come on another show. But let me get rid of that and say thank you. Thank you to Michelle, co-host. One more time, Michelle, where can we find you online, especially if people want to connect to... offer you some work.
Yes, meetmichelle.online has all my links and a contact page as well. So
thank you.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And just before we say goodbye to Andrew, Cammy's joined us.
Hey, Cammy.
Blake from Seattle. That's nice. Thank you, Cammy. They come for the last few minutes. That's lovely. And Andrew, where's the best place to find you?
Wow, atrium.io, but we've also got a summit, atrium.io/summit. That's from the 7th of April. So I'll be there, but I'll see anybody that's in CloudFest. And if you want to see me, you can go atrium.io/book-Andrew.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Thank you very much indeed. And obviously this show would be preaching to absolutely nobody unless you commenters came in. Okay. Thank you very much to everybody that's made a comment today. It really does sort of drive the show forward. Really appreciate that. Yeah, we'll be back next week, next Monday, with a different panel and talking about the stuff that happens between then and now, 7 days from now. So all that it remains for me to do is to get the people to humiliate themselves with, with their hands. Look at them. They're all up for it. That's great. All the hands. There we go.
Where are they? Like, oh, there.
Yeah, no, we've got them. We've got them. And we will see you next week. And panelists, if you want to stick around, we can have a chat afterwards. Yeah. That'd be nice. All right.
Sounds
take it easy. Thanks
bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.